play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Craddy Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
It's blackout night in the 3A regional opener here at John Thiel Gymnasium for the Silver Streaks and the Canton Little Giants, who come in with a record of 11-14. Alex Whitehurst, a 5'10 junior at the starting point guard spot. And then four seniors for the Little Giants. Mason Goforth at 6'1", Jake Ketchum at 6'2", Jake Chenoweth back in the starting lineup after an injury last week, kept him out of the Washington game in the regular season finale, and Cade Fawcett at 6'2". Silver Streaks start the same five. Pervon Diggins, Ethan Meeker, Carson Cheeseman, Grant Gibson, and Ryan Carl. Quincy Notre Dame ripped Alleman here earlier, 70-27. They await the winner of this one. The game is underway, and on a secondary tip, Ryan Carl gets it to Carson Cheeseman, and Galesburg in the home white against the visiting Little Giants in the road purple get the ball to start the action here. Ryan Carl out high to Trevon Diggins on the left wing. Long time since these two have played, and here we are in regional play. The postseason is here against a Little Giants team that's dealt with some injuries, and Trevon Diggins turns it over on the opening possession. Got up in the air, passed it away as the Streaks were going to rebound. Now a backdoor cut, good defense by Grant Gibson in the lane, bats it out of bounds.
Quick hands has been something that has really helped the Silver Streaks in this month of February. Our defense has been so aggressive, it's been tough to dribble through us, and certainly plenty of turnovers generated in the guard spot.
Here's a running jumper from the right side. A little scoop by Alex Whitehurst coming in from the right side. And Canton strikes first with a 2-0 lead. Been a rough start for the Western Big Six. UT played Alleman on Monday night in a rematch of Friday's game. Moline won by 5. Quincy just lost in overtime to Alton at the Granite City Regional. Alton under former Galesburg coach Eric Smith in his first year there. And Trevon Diggins penetrates and turns it over again. Intercepted by Cade Fawcett. Into the front court with the left hand. Leans in between two defenders. Missed it. Ryan Carl with the rebound. Into the front court. Gibson tripped up. Falls down. Loses the ball. Chenoweth picks it up off the floor. Three possessions. Three turnovers. Loose ball at the other end. Layup by Jake Ketchum, and Canton on top. 4-0.
Well, again, this Canton team, as their coach said, they play on momentum. If they get some confidence, they can be tough. Streaks letting them get that confidence here early with three bad turnovers and three possessions. You got to figure we're going to settle down, but you hope it happens soon.
Coach Mike Reynolds talked about the full court press. Canton put it on there, but it's been all in the half court that the Silver Streaks have struggled here in the early going. Gibson on the right side drives to the one-hander up and in, and the 6:19 mark of the first quarter. Galesburg scores down 4-2. Quickly into the front court, Alex Whitehurst pulls up inside the three-point arc, rims in and out. Trevon Diggins picks the ball up off the floor for the rebound. Into the front court, Streaks trying to tie it or take their first lead of the night. 6 minutes to go, we're just underway in the first quarter. Galesburg down 4-2. Carl on the outside, little reach-in by Jake Ketchum. Carl gets it away to Carson Cheeseman. Out high to Grant Gibson, fires the three, off the front of the rim. Rebound knocked away, out of bounds, and Ryan Carl got it over the top. Last touch by Galesburg, Canton gets it back. So Quincy loses down at Granite City in overtime to Alton, 51-49. They're out. UT is out. And another Western Big Six team will definitely be out tonight as Rock Island plays Moline. That game also rescheduled from last night because of the snowstorm. On the left side, Goforth. Hands off on a curl. Cade Fawcett into the lane. Bounces it down low, getting position around Cheeseman. And then the missed bunny under the basket. And the Streaks come up with a rebound. Batted away from Grant Gibson on the backside. Canton gets it back on the fourth Galesburg turnover. And Fawcett hits a three from the left side.
Well, you know, Canton, they've had their struggles, but it's not like they haven't seen good competition. That Middle Illini Conference, especially Washington and Metamora at the top of that thing, that's about as tough as it gets.
7-2, Little Giants on the right side. Nobody there for Ryan Carl, so he reverses back to Trevon Diggins. Cheeseman out near half court. Under 5 to play, first quarter, 7-2 Little Giants. Meeker skips it over the top to Diggins. Fakes the three-pointer. Right side, Gibson penetrates out to Cheeseman. Left side, Meeker, open look, three! 7-5, Galesburg within two now.
After struggling with his shot in January, Ethan Meeker has rediscovered that shot the last 3 weeks, and it makes us a whole lot more dangerous when he and Joe Williams can give that three ball just occasionally from the outside. It just loosens everything up.
Four big ones in the second half up at Alleman on Friday night freed up the Silver Streaks for a rallied victory over the Pioneers. Penetrating down the lane, Chenoweth dumps it off, blocked by Ryan Carl on Jake Ketchum. But a foul called on the big man for the Silver Streaks. That's the first of the game on either team. 4:22 to go here in the first quarter.
Canton is definitely not a big team, unlike Quincy Notre Dame, which played here earlier. They've got some size. They're very physically strong, as you would expect, and they put on quite a show here in dismantling Alleman, and the Silver Streaks will have to play very well if they get to Friday night. Right now they're trailing, but again, I don't expect this to last too long. I hope not.
Looking at the free throw stats earlier, as Ketchum made the first one. Look at the free throw numbers this season, Jim. We've talked about the foul trouble that the Streaks have gotten in this season. Their opponents have shot two more free throws than Galesburg has all season long, 498, 496, and both teams, the Streaks and their opponents, have made 311. You just don't get much more even than that after 31 games.
Can you imagine? I can't believe those are that even.
Another turnover by the Silver Streaks on a 9-5 Canton lead, and the Little Giants back on offense after five Galesburg turnovers here in this first quarter.
Good group of the Galesburg student body here, all in black tonight. It's back in black, and they're up on their feet and hopefully can help this team along.
Goforth on the dribble, dishes it out left corner. Ketchum just inside the three-point arc, missed it. Joe Williams into the game for the Silver Streaks, comes down with a rebound. Into the front court come the Silver Streaks, trying to cut into a four-point deficit under 4 minutes to go first quarter. Meeker reverses back to Marcus Ross, throws it off his shoulder. Six turnovers now on Galesburg. Running into a three, Fawcett drains it from the top of the arc, and a timeout called by the Silver Streaks, who now trail 12-5 on their home court in the regional opener with 3:41 to go in the first quarter. A full timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
That's someone enjoying a wonderful meal at McDonald's. That's someone enjoying a refreshing Coca-Cola for only a dollar. And that's the harmonious flavor of McDonald's and any size icy cold Coca-Cola soft drink or sweet tea for just a dollar. It's hard to describe it any other way. The simple joy of... A la carte only. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Candidates for Galesburg mayor take to Knox College to state their case in a debate Tuesday night. Listen for live coverage Tuesday night at 7 on WGIL.
3:41 to go in the first quarter. Galesburg has to burn a timeout after a slow start here tonight. Canton on a little bit of a run. Up 7 at 12-5, and they put the full court pressure on the Streaks coming out of the full timeout. Ross in the backcourt, now Joe Williams. Streaks better hurry to get it across midcourt. Joe stops short of the half-court line and just does get it across to Gibson. Backdoor cut to Marcus Ross. Up and in, and a blocking foul called on Quinn Murphy coming into the game and trying to draw the charge on the low blocks. Chance at a three-point play for Ross. Streaks come out of that timeout. Set that one up nicely. Good recognition by Grant Gibson, who drew the defense. Dumped it off, and Ross to the free throw line at just 47% on the season.
Well, Marcus has been a little more aggressive going to the basket, I thought, the last couple of games. He had a real nice contest up in Chicago at Norridge Ridgewood. And, you know, even if he doesn't play a lot of minutes, he's been giving us those quality minutes coming in and helping dispel the big men underneath.
Nice rotation on the free throw. Creeps over the front of the rim. Three-point play for Ross. Galesburg down 12-8. 3:20 to go here in the first quarter. Fawcett on the right side, stops short of the top of the arc, picks up his dribble, Williams all over him, now gets it away on the right side to Chenoweth. Reverses dribble on Gibson, gets the shot up over Ross, rebound battered around, chased down by Diggins on the run. Here comes Trevon out with it, and an offensive foul called at half court as Whitehurst was there waiting and drew the charge. Seven turnovers on the Silver Streaks, three on Trevon Diggins.
Yeah, he's had a tough first quarter. And, you know, he came out, looked like he was trying to penetrate first two possessions. And when he penetrates and goes to the basket, he's strong, but he's not really good at penetrating and dishing off, and he was very indecisive early on. So he'll be heard from before the night's over, but it's been a tough start for Diggins.
Fawcett on the backdoor cut to the baseline, but Alex Whitehurst was out of bounds. His left foot stepped across the baseline, And, Jim, that's just the first turnover on the Little Giants, is it not?
Yeah, sure is. They played a very sharp first quarter of basketball here on Galesburg's home court. Of course, the Silver Streaks practice here, but they've only had one game here all month. That was against Quincy, what, 3 weeks ago?
And Blue Island Eisenhower.
Oh, that's right.
On a Saturday night.
That was fun.
Williams across midcourt. Streaks won both of those games, by the way. Gibson drives right side, forces up a bad shot with a right hand. Tipped by Ross, rolls off the rim, and the rebound by Canton. Ketchum gets it away. Here come the Little Giants. Down the lane, Goforth pulls up just inside the free throw line, rolls off. Ball batted up once off the rim. Goforth saving it on the baseline, but he stepped out of bounds, and the Streaks get it back.
This has been a quick evening. That first game got over in 57 minutes.
That's right.
That was amazing. So there was a 10 or 12 minute lull here with nobody on the court, and now this first quarter is going quickly, and another Galesburg turnover.
And eight of the game, that's three on Grant Gibson as he had it poked away from behind. Chenoweth back into the front court. Goforth on the right side. This Canton Little Giant team, if you get them down early, the word on them is that they struggle, but they've gotten off to a great start here tonight and playing with a lot of confidence in this 3A regional opener, leading the Streaks by four, 2 minutes to go first quarter.
Uh-oh.
They leave Goforth open for three. That one circles in and out. And Ross gets the loose ball rebound on the floor. Break for the Silver Streaks. That was a good-looking shot by Goforth. Gibson in the lane. Goes to the basket with the right hand up and in. Streaks back within two, remarkably, down 12-10. They've taken a pretty good shot from the Little Giants here in the first quarter. A minute 40 to go, down two. Goforth driving, leans in on Joe Williams. I think we're going to get a reach-in foul on Ross just to the left. Nope, they call it on Williams. His first, second team foul on the Streaks. Sorry, third team foul. Forgot about the one on Diggins there earlier.
We're kind of getting back into that mode where we're not playing well early in ball games. The first free throw is no good. Up at Norridge, we got off to a slow start. Alleman game, we were down, 17-10, I think, in that one.
We're down seven twice in that first and second quarter. That's right.
And then get down here with eight turnovers in the first quarter. But, you know, in some respects, I mean, I don't like that, but you don't panic. I mean, you know this team's going to get it together eventually, but you just hate to see them play so poorly early on their home court. And
in the postseason.
Down by three now after the made free throw.
Minute 35 to go, first quarter. As Jim said, eight turnovers on the Silver Streaks, and yet they're down only one possession. Looking back door, Ross, instead of giving off to Gibson, keeps it on the outside. Passes it away to Tyson Parks into the game for the first time for the Silver Streaks. Now Williams on the dribble out high to Ross. Gets it left side over to Diggins. Fakes a three, penetrates, pulls up, 12-footer off the back of the rim. Gets his own rebound, skips it out to Williams. Three ball, good! And we're tied at 13. First tie of the night. Canton had led the entire way up to this point. Now a three by Chenoweth is good, and they regain the lead, 16-13. Under a minute to go now in the first quarter.
Well, you can imagine why this Canton team, when they had Hunter Rhodes, their leading scorer and point guard, who was averaging over 20 a game, you add him to this lineup of shooters, and you can see why they gave people trouble.
Williams again for three, this time from the right wing, and we're tied at 16. Back-to-back, three-pointers by the sophomore Joe Williams. 35 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 16-all and a good opener here in the regional game for both teams. Quincy Notre Dame, on the other hand, ripped Alleman earlier, and a timeout called by Jeff Otto in his sixth season for the Little Giants, trying to set up the final play here with 27 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Almost didn't recognize Coach Otto. I interviewed him there in the pregame. He was wearing a white Hanes t-shirt.
I saw you down there talking to him. I thought, well, he must just be shooting the breeze with some guy. And
yeah, he's like the players. He dresses for the game, man. He's got on a suit and tie. Looks really sharp. I almost didn't recognize him. And he's got a bit of a Galesburg connection in an assistant coaching a guy that was here years ago, right?
Troy Noble was here coaching with Mike Reynolds before he left after last season. He's now coaching back at the high school level in Indiana. And they were teammates at McMurray College when you were saying they had a really good run there.
Yeah, he said they were 17-0 when he played there at Mac. And he said he admired Troy because he was a little bit older and was one of the real leaders on that team.
He looked at the McMurray College statistics. All-time leaders, Jeff Otto was all over the place. He's in his sixth year as head coach of the Little Giants, driving in the lane with a bad left shot up too strong off the glass. Rebound Tyson Parks, 7 seconds to go. Williams to Parks down the lane, up and in. 3 seconds to go. Inbound to Goforth, short of half court, and that's the end of the first quarter. Galesburg with its first lead of the night, 18-16. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
So, get this. I found out that Galesburg Transit has a new student pass for Knox and Sandburg students. I can get a spring semester pass for $55. That's good through May 30th. That gives me unlimited rides and worry-free travels to campus, the mall, grocery store, even the movie theater. Basically, it gets me anywhere I need to go. You can actually find them on Facebook, too, which is convenient. Just search Galesburg Transit.
I'm Craig McCluskey. He's Galesburg Transit. Catch us now.
What if we got rewarded for every good decision?
Dinner. Meal needs a vegetable. Check.
Amazing!
Vegetables cooked with a healthier oil instead of butter?
Fantastic!
Replacing bad fats with healthier fats like those in canola or vegetable oil is good for your heart. Take up the challenge for good health because the you of the future will say,
fantastic!
Visit heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info proudly supports the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
Terry Cavanaugh here for WGIL. For the latest in news, weather, and sports, join Will Stevenson, Jim Lee, and me tomorrow morning beginning at 5 on the WGIL Morning News.
Little Giants with the ball to begin quarter number two, driving in from the right side. Big block by Tyson Parks on Mason Goforth, trying to save it on the baseline. Ross can't catch up to it, but that student section is fired up. Tyson Parks has brought in big energy for the Streaks coming off the bench.
Yeah, I'd have to call him the bench mob right now because Parks and, of course, Joe Williams was a monster in that first quarter on the offensive end coming off the bench. They brought the spark.
And a steal by Tyson out high, leading the break. He misses the layup. Now on the rebound, has it knocked out of his hands. And the layup out to Mason Goforth in the lane with the left hand. He missed that one. And there's Parks again with a rebound. To Trevon Diggins, leading the break, in the lane, dumps it off to Ross, up and in, and the Streaks are up by four, and a timeout called, an official's timeout it looks like. They're going to get Goforth out of the game, who went down at the other end. It was very slow to get up, and the official saying he's got to come out of the game because they called a timeout for him. He doesn't want to come out. And that slows down, at least for the moment, the Streak's momentum.
Boy, the Little Giants woke up a sleeping giant here, I think, in the Silver Streaks. And what a change in energy this team has had. 8 turnovers in that first quarter, able to weather that, still up 4. And again, you got to love the play of these guys coming off the bench.
Quinn Murphy to the right side. Tyler Pasley, a sophomore, into the game. Tough pass on the left side, knocked away by Trevon Diggins. Canton hangs on to it. 7:09, we're just underway here in the second quarter. Streaks have scored 7 in a row to erase a 3-point deficit, now lead by 4. And the official is going to give a little warning to Joe Williams, who was guarding Cade Fawcett too closely on the sideline. Didn't give him enough room, according to the official, so now hands it back to Fawcett. Right in front of that rowdy student section, lobs it in, yeah. And a foul on Marcus Ross over the top of Jake Ketchum trying to bat it away for the steal. That's the first foul of the game on Marcus Ross.
And I'm watching those rowdy Galesburg fans love to see that energy from the student body here. I was talking with the Quincy broadcasters. They said, well, you know, their QND team may win a regional and nobody will notice down there because they've got their juggernaut of a girls program, 51 straight wins, going for their third straight state title this weekend, and they said there probably won't be a handful of fans here Friday night for them either.
It's unreal what they did to a very good Champaign Centennial team.
Yeah.
Knocked them off at, what was it, 31?
Yeah, 30-something. I said, so tell me, if the girls' team was here, would they win this regional too? They said, well, on a given night, they might beat a bunch of boys' teams. They're that good.
Driving in from the left side, a foul on Tyson Parks as Jake Ketchum tried to penetrate. Ketchum to the free throw line, makes the first. He made 2 free throws in the first quarter. I want to run through some statistics here from that first quarter, Jim, now that we've finally got a stoppage in play for a moment.
Well, Silver Streaks atoned somewhat for their 8 turnovers by shooting well. 7 of 11 from the field, including 3 three-pointers, 2 from Williams, 1 from Meeker. Canton was 5 of 14 from the field. Galesburg out-rebounding Canton 10-3. But again, that turnover stat was the killer. If we can cut those down, you got to love our chances to put up some big points before this one's done.
A little push foul on Jake Chenoweth, guarding Grant Gibson coming up the far sideline right in front of the Galesburg bench. Gave him a little hip check, knocked him off balance, stepping out of bounds, but a foul call on Chenoweth, his first, 2nd on the Little Giants. Galesburg, meanwhile, has 5 team fouls. We played only a minute, and another foul, this time on Chenoweth again, reaching in. So 2 back-to-back, pretty silly fouls by Chenoweth, 1 short of half court, and the other one just inside of half court. Maybe he saw that Grant Gibson shot that Grant made against Alleman up there just at the end of the first half, thought, well, he can shoot it from here, so I better foul him.
Yeah, there you go. But, boy, that was silly. That was just a reach and a slap. And it was one of those, if you're under the basket, you probably get away with it. But when the guy's got the ball all by himself out by half court, the official's looking right at you. That was a really silly play by Chenoweth, who now has to sit down next to Coach Otto.
He's one of their key players, too. He goes out just past the seven-minute mark of the first half. Ross on the outside. Galesburg by two. 6:40 to go. First quarter. Ross needs to get the ball away. Finally hands off to Gibson. Drives. Tries to dish it away. Now slaps it over to Diggins on the left side as it got knocked out of his hands. Trevon dives. Dumps it off to Parks up and in.
Well, and if you get it to Tyson there, he's going to score most of the time because they cannot get up with him. He just jumps so well in the Western Big Six. He'll still get some shots blocked, but against Canton, he'll be deadly in that spot.
Here's a near steal by Diggins, sneaking out from the bottom, stepping in front of Goforth, knocking it out of bounds. That's two baskets for Tyson Parks, 4 points on the game. Streaks lead by four. 22-18 to go, 6:13 to play here in the first half. Fawcett will inbound, trying to lob it in over Joe Williams in front of the Galesburg bench. Gets it out to Quinn Murphy, who will play the point. Just a 5'10 junior there. Dribbles to the top of the arc, cut off by Ross. Skips it out to Whitehurst, also a 5'10 junior. Tries to reverse directions, hands off to the right side to Fawcett, guarded by Gibson. To the top of the circle, cut off there, and he backs up. Canton wearing the road purple here in this 3A regional opener. Steps inside, ball batted away, knocked loose by Diggins. Comes up over the top of Mason Goforth, a tackle by Trevon, and that's his second foul.
You love the hustle, but yeah, they had to call the foul on that. Yep. He just jumped on the guy's back that time. He's very frustrated. He's going to sit down, and Meeker checks in.
So the streaks lose some quickness.
Yep. But gained some shooting.
With Meeker back into the game.
Yep.
Just under 6 minutes to go, first half. Galesburg the 2 seed, Canton the 3 seed, Alleman the 4, Geneseo the 5 are both out. Alleman beat Geneseo on Monday night, then got drilled by Quincy Notre Dame here earlier as a side corner shot hits the side of the backboard and the rebound by Tyson Parks, who has 3 rebounds in the game. Williams into the front court. Ross on the outside, now Meeker on the left wing, fakes right, drives left, sidesteps a man, banks it in.
Not bad for a freshman. He's really come along.
I was just thinking, his offense, he's not just a set-up shooter. He's become a penetrator, and he does some fancy footwork on the inside to free himself up. Now he falls down. That allows Goforth, Whitehurst, to come in from the right side, but he missed the shot. Gibson is bothered under the basket on a double team, and now a reach-in foul called on Mason Goforth, his first. So that's 3 of Canton's 4 fouls, all attacking Grant Gibson. Just a miss by Whitehurst as he cut in from the right side. That was fortunate for the Silver Streaks when Meeker fell down defensively. 14 fouls on Canton, 6 on the Silver Streaks, 5:07 to go first half.
A pretty good turnout here tonight, better than if we'd have tried to play last night, I'm confident. Good turnout from the Canton folks over there. We used to play them in a home-and-home series, or at least every other year, when we first started doing this back in mid-90s.
Driving in, Williams, good luck to Parks again. Boy, Tyson's just going to live under there, as Jim mentioned earlier. And suddenly, Galesburg's opened up an 8-point lead at 26-18. They're on a 13-2 run here after they were down 16-13 early. In fact, they trailed by as many as 7 in the first quarter. Now have an 8-point lead, their biggest of the night, 4.5 to go first half. Lobbing it in on the inside, cut off, catch him, tries to step back into the lane, somehow gets it up between Tarks and Ross for the basket.
That was a magic act how he got that thing up and in.
26-20, Galesburg by 6.
But now I remember, one of the last times we played Canton, we had Joey Range, and we beat him by about 40. It was a dunk fest, and then Canton quit the contract.
Ross drives into the lane, and he runs over Jake Ketchum. That's a charge foul called on Marcus, his second. And the 9th turnover on the Silver Streaks, but their first here in the second quarter with 4:11 to go before halftime.
Yeah, I remember hearing or reading at that time the Canton people just said, it's just time for us to get out of this contract. They were just overwhelmed by the talent that Galesburg had there in the late 90s.
26-20, Galesburg by 6, Canton with the ball. Now we've got a double foul called on Meeker and Quinn Murphy. The side official there on the wing. The ball was way back here in the backcourt. Canton had just inbounded it, and there in the half court. There we go. The official just walked over to the scoring table and put his two hands together showing a T, but his initial indication was a double foul, and then he corrected himself, and now Mike Reynolds is out there asking for an explanation. It was a little confusing. because his initial indication was a double foul, and that is what it's going to be, not a technical foul. So one on Whitehurst, one on Meeker.
Well, it's interesting. Whitehurst and Meeker, they were getting after it pretty good, but then, you know, they were talking a little bit there afterwards, and Meeker patted him, and Whitehurst said see you when he left the court right there, so I don't think it's any long-lasting feud. Meeker, not the guy you would expect to have
certainly
a double
not.
Technical.
Here's a long three from the outside, way short by Foss, and then the long rebound, saves it, and then turns around, throws it off Tyson Parks, who is backpedaling, trying to get his hands down, seeing that Fawcett was going to try to throw it off him. And Canton does come up with the offensive rebound, as Parks just couldn't get the hands down low quickly enough. Still a six-point Galesburg lead. Fawcett with it back after the inbound. He's guarded by Denzel Jones into the game for the first time. Dribbling between the circles left, now bounces it over to Goforth. Right in front of the Galesburg bench. Tries to work his way to the top of the arc, cut off by Williams. Now dribbling left, skips it out to Chenoweth, drives inside, just inside the lane with a one-hand teardrop up and in. Canton back within four now at 26-22.
Chenoweth important to this team. I'm sure Coach Otto hoping he doesn't pick up that third foul before halftime, but he needs him out there on the court.
Now he won't be guarding Grant Gibson, that's for sure. Parks on the right side. Gibson is guarded by Goforth around the screen. Now Gibson skips it out to Meeker. Wide open left corner. Williams hits it again.
I said, when Williams and Meeker are shooting well, we become a very good team.
Williams 3-for-3 from behind the arc. 9 points. He didn't even start the game. 3 minutes to go. First half, 29-22. Galesburg by seven. On the right side, Goforth. Trying to back in on Denzel Jones. They swing it around left into the corner to Whitehurst. Trying to drive in on Meeker. Cut off there. Backs it back out in front of the Galesburg bench. Curls to the top of the arc. Hands off to Fawcett on the outside. Setting a screen. Freeing himself up. Driving. Dumping it off underneath. Intercepted by Denzel Jones. Williams comes out with it for Galesburg. Now bothered in the backcourt. He's held by Fawcett. Now Williams gets it across midcourt. And a push foul called on Fawcett. There was a lot of contact back there. Could have called that foul probably three different times, and they finally do whistle Fawcett for his first.
Yeah, that was a makeup call on the same possession. It was kind of they missed the first two fouls coming down the court, and finally blew the whistle on him on probably the lesser foul. So,
16 fouls on Canton, first of the game on Fawcett, 2:31 to go first half. Meeker right back to Williams, who inbounded it. Joe on the outside to Denzel Jones. Streaks have actually built the lead with Trevon Diggins on the bench with two fouls. Parks on the outside, hands off to Meeker. Now he gets bumped and pushed. Jake Ketchum with his first foul. That's going to put Meeker at the free throw line for a 1-1. 17 fouls on the Little Giants now.
Well, the Silver Streaks hitting these three-pointers with Williams especially, and then the Meeker had one. That I think has really confounded Canton's defense. They've had to come out and pressure a lot harder out high now than maybe they wanted to early in this ball game.
And oftentimes what that does is allows Grant Gibson to get freed up for some more post-up shots, but that really hasn't been the case here tonight. Grant's only got 4 points, but yet the Streaks lead by eight on Meeker's first free throw, and the second one, good as well.
Yeah, and Grant's matured so much as a player just in the course of this season. He started out a pure scorer. Now he's much better distributing the ball, seems to be able to pick his spots better of when to assert himself and when to drop it off.
Lob on the back door, cut, and then coming up short, a wide-open Ketchum underneath the basket, Tyson Parks with his fourth rebound. Streaks on a little 5-0 run, lead again by nine, their biggest of the night, 2 minutes to go first half. Again, the ball knocked away from Gibson. We've just really seen that a lot here in the last month as the defenders really attack Grant on the dribble and do everything they can just to get the hand in there, knock the ball out of his hands. It created three turnovers earlier in the game and nearly another one there, but Galesburg hangs on to it. Williams, right of the basket in the corner down below us on the inbound to an open Meeker for three. That one's off the back of the rim and the long rebound. Chased down, fought for. Williams comes up with it. Now Meeker driving in from the left side, past his man. Blocking foul, basket, chance at a three. Ketchum picks up foul number two. What Meeker does so well, attacking the basket and then just floating right or left, this time left, to avoid the direct contact and the possible charge call.
And that sequence, one of the many reasons why Silver Streaks basketball fans have so much to look forward to in the years ahead, because that ball, Joe Williams, great speed to track that thing down between two Canton defenders, came up aggressively, got it to Meeker, who also aggressively took it to the basket. These guys are playing like upperclassmen already, and you're looking to freshman and a sophomore here. It's really impressive.
12-point Galesburg lead, 7 in the quarter for Meeker, 10 for the game. With a minute 40 to go in the first half, Silver Streaks with their biggest lead, 34-22. They've scored eight in a row. On the right side, dribble Whitehurst, and an illegal screen set by Canton, and that goes as just their third turnover of the night and their ninth team foul. But on the offensive end, it will not result in free throws for the Silver Streaks. That is the third of the game on Jake Chenoweth, all here in the second quarter, and that's big. As Devontae Berry, a 6'4 junior, comes into the game replacing him, Chenoweth will sit on the bench for the rest of the half. And again, one of their real leaders this season, a senior, playing in his final postseason. Gibson curls around to the right, gets free, up and in for the layup.
Yeah, we've totally destroyed their defense now, and they take a timeout. Streaks of their biggest lead at 14.
36-22, full timeout by the Little Giants, a minute 23 to go in the first half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandburg Mall.
WGIL congratulates Sandy Huff of Monmouth, who won $200 when she was spotted wearing the WGIL button. Congratulations from Galesburg Radio 14.
Here in the second quarter, they've opened up a 14-point lead. Silver Streaks did not have their first lead in this game until they scored the final basket of the first quarter, coming off a Canton miss with 8 seconds to go. They took the lead at the end of the first quarter, 18-16, and have led since. Now up 14 with a minute 20 to go as the Little Giants inbound it. Whitehurst in the backcourt across midcourt. Bouncing it on the right side to Fawcett. Dribbling left. Gibson comes out. Knocks it into the backcourt. Chases it down. Misses. Jones with the rebound putback.
Great hustle as always by Denzel Jones, who is in the perfect spot for the putback.
First basket of the game for Denzel. A long three and a quick shot by Canton. A miss. Meeker got held coming out with a rebound. No call, but now into the front court. Right side Williams. Jump stop. Gibson high post off the back of the rim and the rebound by Canton. First rebound of the game for Fawcett. 38-22 Galesburg, 45 seconds to go, first half. On the outside on the dribble, Whitehurst backs up near half court. Into the front court, driving, bounce pass, good look on the right side, easy layup for Tyler Pasley, his first basket of the game. Galesburg run. Streaks had scored 12 in a row, their second 12-0 run of the game. With 20 seconds to go here in the first half, Streaks still lead by 14. Williams bounce pass to Carl, who replaced Tyson Parks, and Tyson got a huge round of applause when he went to the bench. 10 seconds to go. Gibson on the outside, dribbling left, gets it back to Joe. Squared up for a long three, now 4 seconds to go. Steps up, shoots a three, partially blocked. Jones had the rebound, knocked out of his hands, and it's out of bounds back to Canton with 0.6 seconds to play.
Well, we really didn't seem to have much of a plan what we were going to do with it there. Well, I mean, we ran the time off the clock. That was fine, because I don't think Canton get a shot off much here, but I'd like to see us have a little better clue what we wanted to do.
Length of the court with 0.6 seconds is what Canton is looking to do here. And they inbound, get it to Goforth, who can't even really get off a shot. 38-24, Galesburg by 14 at the break. Coming up on the OSF St. Mary Medical Center halftime show. Individual statistics, team numbers. We'll talk with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman. And we'll get a word, check in on the other Western Big Six teams in action. As the postseason is underway, Galesburg leading Canton 38-24 in the 3A regional here at John Thiel Gymnasium. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
People who insist that it doesn't matter who does your screen printing have lower standards than you. You know what you want. You know what you expect. Clean lines, artistic designs, quality materials that players will actually want to wear. Screen-printed sportswear like that comes from Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Soft, comfortable fabrics, bright, bold colors, crisp school logos that profess your loyalty loud and proud. Find everything you need on and off the field at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Halftime here in the 3A Regional here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Earlier, Quincy Notre Dame, a big winner over Alleman. The winner of this one gets Quincy Notre Dame coming up on Friday night. The Raiders looked fantastic tonight as they dominated Alleman from the start. Here, Galesburg leads Canton 38-24. Silver Streaks got off to a slow start of their own. Canton scored the first two baskets of the game. Eventually built a seven-point lead at 12-5. That forced a Galesburg timeout with 3:41 to go in the first quarter. From that point forward, the Silver Streaks have outscored the Little Giants 33-12, and they lead 38-24 here at halftime as the nationally competitive Cadets performing here at halftime as they performed in the National United Dance Association competition down at Disney World earlier this month, and they're showing that winning routine here on the floor right now. And Jim, it's been a winning routine for the Silver Streaks. Didn't look that way early on. Canton came out with a lot of energy, but the Streaks endured the early momentum and have looked really good here for about a quarter and a half.
Yeah, boys basketball team probably saying, if we play well, do we get to go to Disney World too?
No, I'd be happy to follow them down there and call a game or two.
Well, all you get to do is keep playing for 2 or 3 weeks, which would be fine as well.
Silver Streaks. Peoria, Orlando. Peoria, I guess, wouldn't be that bad.
Orlando after Peoria.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
So, yeah, you know, in the first few minutes of this, it didn't look like we were going to be playing Friday night, for crying out loud. But we shored that up in a hurry. Galesburg, again, 8 turnovers in the first quarter. But we weren't too concerned because we were able to hang in the ball game. You know, you cough it up that many times and stay competitive, you figure you're going to shake your way out of it. And the Streaks have certainly done that. 15 out of 25 from the field, 60% shooting for Galesburg. 8 of 14 in that second quarter. Didn't have any three balls in the second after three.
Had one, Joe Williams.
Joe from the corner, that's yep. Right. So one three ball in the second quarter. Canton cooled off a little bit. Actually, they hit, two of their first three of their first six, but then 5 of 14 first quarter, 3 of 9 in the second. They're just 35% at the half, 8 of 23. Big advantage for Galesburg on the glass. We've got Galesburg with 17 rebounds yep. at halftime, and the Little Giants with just 8. And that turnover count really settled down for Galesburg, too. Only one turnover in the second quarter, so 9 for the half and 4 for Canton. And Galesburg really showed its depth and its balance in this ball game from about the midpoint of the first quarter on. Just destroyed the Little Giants in all facets, I thought.
You know, we talked with Mike Reynolds, really, I think it was before the Alleman game. It was fairly recently here about, you know, and he even made the comment, you know, Joe Williams could start. He's probably earned a start. He's capable as a starter. But to bring him off the bench,
yeah,
it just brings such a lift to the Silver Streak. So much energy, so much aggressiveness, so much athleticism that he can bring in. Then he knocks down a few threes, and then that really opens things up. Marcus Ross defensively brings in a lot of energy in that first quarter. And then all of a sudden, you bring in Denzel Jones and Tyson Parks. Trevon Diggins goes to the bench early in the second quarter with 2 fouls. Streaks opened up the lead once he went. And that's just the depth that the Streaks can bring on any given night.
Right, and it's all the matchups. You know, there are some nights where we've got to have Trevon be big.
Right.
But this game, you know, Denzel was just in their shorts defensively. They didn't know what to do with him when he came in. And Tyson, with that leaping ability inside and his aggressiveness, he was fantastic. So, you know, I met Joe Williams' mom at church for the first time last week, and she came up and introduced herself. She said, oh, she said, I really enjoy your broadcast. And she said, you say really good things about Joe. I said, well, it's pretty easy when he comes in. The guy plays like he does. He's just terrific. And, you know, between he and Tyson, they're probably the MVPs of the game here at halftime.
Silver Streaks lead 38-24, finishing up the team statistics. Canton is 3 of 7 from three-point range. They started off 3 of their first 4, but they've missed their last 3. They're 5 of 6 from the free throw line. Galesburg 4 of 7 from three-point range, and they've made all 4 of their free throws. Our halftime statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable. when you get the bill. 38-24, the lead over Canton here at the half. When we come back, we'll look at the individual scoring, take a look at some other postseason scores going on around the area, including Western Big Six teams in action. And we'll also get a word with Streaks assistant Steve Cheeseman when the team comes out of the locker room. Galesburg 38, Canton 24 at halftime at John Thiel Gymnasium. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Oh, just a little bit further. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Fishy, fishy. There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you something.
Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish McBites.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
GHS Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Office Specialists in Galesburg and Kewaunee, where your office is their business, and by Chuck Ross of Bell Foster Company, making it happen.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Built Chiropractic at 672 West Main in Galesburg, because sometimes it only takes an adjustment or two to feel great. Tonight, cloudy with snow showers likely, little or no snow accumulation, low of 28. Tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of snow showers, high of 35. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a chance of flurries, overnight low of about 22. And Friday, cloudy with a chance of flurries, high of 32. Cloudy overnight with a low of 17. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 30 at WGIL.
During the radio auction, bid number 204, a $50 gift certificate from Nice Harley-Davidson.
The bidding begins March 23rd at 7 a.m. on WGIL.
24, Galesburg boys lead Canton here at halftime. Take a look at the individual scoring in the first half for the Little Giants. Jake Ketchum leads the way with 8. Kate Fawcett had 6. Jake Chenoweth had 5, one of their real leaders during the season, but he had to go to the bench in the second quarter with 2 fouls. Came in, played about a minute and a half, and picked up his third one. So that's certainly something to watch for the rest of the game. Chenoweth with 5 in the first half. Tyler Pasley and Alex Whitehurst each had 2. Mason Goforth, again, one of the big offensive leaders throughout the season for Canton. Streaks held in to just a point. Quinn Murphy did not score for Canton. For the Silver Streaks, Ethan Meeker had the hot hand early. We're going to go down courtside. Our halftime coach's interview brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Here's Jim Lee.
All right, just time for one question, but Steve, you guys, after a slow start, really got it going.
Yeah, I mean, we settled in. We got our wits about ourselves, and we played aggressive. We played Silver Streak basketball by putting the heat on them defensively and getting the ball up and down the floor, and our kids settled in real nicely there.
The bench mob did a pretty good job, didn't
they? Yes, they did. And we need everybody in the playoffs, and that's one of our strengths, that we go 8 or 9 deep, and we need everybody running on all cylinders.
Great. Thanks,
Steve. Thanks, Jim.
As always, our thanks to Steve Cheeseman joining us at halftime throughout the season, as giving us a little insight coming out of the Galesburg locker room, with the Streaks leading here in the 3A regional by 14 at halftime. Going through the Galesburg scoring there in the first half, Ethan Meeker led the Streaks with 10. Joe Williams off the bench with 9. Grant Gibson held to just 6 in the first half. Tyson Parks off the bench with 6. Marcus Ross had 5. Denzel Jones 2. Trevon Diggins, Carson Cheeseman, Ryan Carl. 3 starters did not score for the Streaks. A real indication of what the bench has done for Galesburg here tonight. Streaks have the ball to begin the second half. Meeker looked good from just inside the top of the circle, but just missed. And Jake Chenoweth comes down with a rebound after the miss too. Gibson knocks the ball away at half court, and Canton recovers and hangs on to it. So, Jim, you missed an Ethan Meeker two-point shot just inside the top of the arc where he was so deadly Friday night, and now a foul by Carson Cheeseman as he reaches in on Fawcett driving just inside the free-throw line. And that'll send Fawcett to the free-throw line shooting two.
The Ethan Meeker two wasn't good, I take it?
Yep, just missed off the back of the rim. So 0 for 1 with a rebound for Canton is what you missed hustling back up here.
All right. Well, we got, at least we got, Steve still hadn't come out of the locker room with about 1:19 left in the half. I thought, well, I don't know if we're getting him or not, but we still got two comments out of Steve, so.
Always take whatever we can get.
Yeah, well, and he's, he needs to have my job. He can say a lot concisely. You can see why he's a good coach.
Want to run through our scoreboard quickly. Brought to you by Craddy Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. Three Western Big Six teams will be eliminated tonight in the postseason. Holloman was the first as Cade Fawcett makes the first free throw. They lost to QND tonight 70-27. Quincy was the second, so a split night for the folks from Adams County. Quincy losing down at the Granite City Regional to Alton in overtime as Fawcett misses the second free throw, rebounded by Ryan Carl. 51-49 the final there as the Blue Devils end their season 16-10. They were the two seed but had really been decimated by injuries to key players late in the season. Good look down low to Grant Gibson. Pump fakes missed the bunny under the basket. That's rare. Chenoweth gets his second rebound. Driving in Fawcett in the lane. Off balance, missed the shot, rebounded by Ryan Carl. So two quick rebounds by Carl here in the second half. Quick three on the right side by Grant Gibson.
Gibson says, well, I can't make a layup, but I can sure dally up a three.
16-point lead for the Streaks now, just past the seven-minute mark. Moline and Quincy playing in the 4A, or I'm sorry, Moline and Rock Island playing in the 4A regional. The Maroons ousted UT. Here's a near steal by Trevon Diggins. Thought he stepped on the sideline. No call. Diggins at the other end forces it up, and that one rolls off. So the Streaks missing some high percentage shots. Jake Ketchum with a rebound. Driving in. Chenoweth pulls up at the free throw line and drains it.
Well, the pace of this game, though, still really favors the Silver Streaks. The more trips up and down the court, We just got a more wide-open type of team that can make things happen. And, of course, Canton in desperate situation, down 14 here, and now they make a silly foul on Ryan Carl, 19 feet from the basket.
I want to congratulate Jessica Lieber for the Galesburg girls basketball team. Made All-State honorable mention, announced by the Associated Press. And she finishes a terrific career. Would have liked to have seen the girls go deeper into the postseason, but a well-earned honor for Jessica. There just weren't that many kids named a first, second, or team or honorable mention, and she was one of them, and well-deserved. Driving, Gibson, over to Meeker, who drives in, pulls up at the left high post, and drains that one.
Well, he's showing the whole arsenal tonight. The three, the driving, and then the pull-up there, you know, coming inside, getting the pressure, falling back. He's really got it going on.
Nearly stolen away by Cheeseman. Knocks it loose. Ball on the floor. Scramble for it. Now Carson gets in there with Ryan Carl. Somehow Fawcett comes out with it, then knocked out of bounds by Grant Gibson. And Carson down there trying to lift him up. Grant just rolls over and says, it's all right.
That didn't work very well.
I can do it.
Not that Carson's not strong, but Grant's a chunk there. You're going to pull him off the ground. You better use two arms.
Stepping into a three, Chenoweth comes up short. Rebound, and then he just stole it away from Gibson. Grant shakes his head in frustration that he walked into that one and now pokes away and gets called for a foul, reaching in on Fawcett.
You know, if there's one part of Grant's game, I think that, and he's going to improve anything that needs to be. I know how much he's dedicated, but probably his ball handling. We're seeing teams really get after him. A lot of double teams. He tends to dribble a little bit high and isn't really aware of who's behind him sometimes, but he'll improve it. But that's a little weakness from time to time.
Missed free throw. Rebound by Goforth as the Streaks did not box out very well. And then Carl runs into the back of Goforth, banking the shot in into the basket, and a chance at a three here. That's the second foul of the game on Carl. Third team foul on the Silver Streaks. Galesburg still on top by 14, but the Little Giants outplaying Galesburg here early in the third quarter as Goforth makes the free throw.
Well, I mean, you're looking at our starters didn't get along very well in the first few minutes of the first half against these guys. And
right.
Then when the bench came in, that's when the game changed, and we may see that happen again here.
Well, I mentioned while you were down courtside, three starters for the Streaks, Diggins, Cheeseman. Of course, Cheeseman not scoring is not unusual, but three starters combined for 0 points. What a look from Meeker to Diggins driving in from the left baseline, a no-look pass.
Is that a freshman? Give me a break. That's incredible.
45-30. Galesburg by 15. Basket for Diggins.
Those that wondered what Coach Reynolds was thinking at the start of the year putting a freshman in there, I think we know now.
Now Canton turns it over. Tough pass on the inside for Murphy. He was double-teamed by Meeker and Cheeseman. Couldn't handle the pass right on the baseline, and the Little Giants turn it over for the fifth time. Rock Island leads Moline at halftime. Started to tell you about that 4A boys regional earlier. The Rocks are up by six, 27-21. Third meeting between those two teams. Here's Gibson driving, found an opening, puts it up and in. Five in the quarter for Grant, 11 for the game now. Streaks lead 47-30, their biggest of the night. 4.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. They weathered a little aggressive start, and here's a travel call as Mason Goforth drove inside. Good defense by Diggins in the lane, and he dragged his pivot foot. So back-to-back turnovers by the Little Giants, I think for only the first time tonight. They have six turnovers in the game.
Yeah, they've got as many in this quarter, almost as many in this quarter as they had the whole first half. They took pretty good care of the ball.
Williams in the backcourt, back into the game for the Streaks. He'll bring it across the timeline, still with the dribble, out high, working against Jake Chenoweth. Now on the outside, Ross, left side over to Meeker, around a screen, found an opening, runs into a man, lost it on the way up, stolen away by the Little Giants. That's the 10th Galesburg turnover. Fawcett with it across midcourt, stopping at the volleyball line between the circles, passes it right under the wing to Whitehurst. Dribbling left, guarded by Meeker. On the outside, Diggins nearly a steal, but Murphy got to it first. Back to Whitehouse, misses a three badly, and there's Diggins under the basket for his fourth rebound. Leads a break into the front court. Over to Williams, fakes, drives in from the right side, got bumped, came up short on the shot, scramble for it on the floor. Here's Gibson taking it away. That shot rolls off the basket, and Murphy under the basket. They got hooked up with Williams. No foul called either way, and Canton comes out with it. Probably should have been a foul on Joe, quite frankly.
Pretty sloppy sequence in there, and Gibson almost just got picked up and tried to drop it in the basket, but it just rimmed off. He would have had he would have said that as a garbage bucket there.
And now Chenoweth got tripped up outside, lost a handle on the ball, and stealing it away. Trevon Diggins gets called for a double dribble, taking it the other way. So not very pretty basketball here in the third quarter, but the Silver Streaks still lead 47-30. Canton hasn't been able to take advantage of the Streaks' mistakes.
Yeah, Trevon was kind of like, they caught me. I think he was hoping to get away with that one out there, but this was a late whistle, but it was the right whistle.
3:10 to go, third quarter. Whitehurst just across midcourt for Canton. They need a big run to get back into this game here. Earlier in the season, they certainly would have been capable of it. A lot tougher here late. It's a nice move by Goforth into the lane. Streaks held him to 1 point in the first half. That was big, but he's got five here in the third quarter as Canton tries to come back, still down 15. Ross on the outside, hands off to Diggins, dribbling toward the top of the arc. Gets it out to Tyson Parks. Hands off to Gibson, cutting around to the left. Stops inside the free throw line. Dishes it out to Ross for three. Off the back of the rim. Rebound on the floor to Canton. Streaks didn't go after the ball. That allowed Goforth to pick it up in the lane. And now a steal. Here's Diggins with a run out at the other end. Up and in. And the Streaks call timeout coming out of the Canton turnover. They go up 49-32. And with 2:22 to go in the third quarter, Galesburg calls a 30-second timeout.
Well, you knew Trevon was going to get one of those sooner or later in a breakout on a layup, and I wouldn't be surprised if he got a few more here. It seems like we see him get those later in games. When the other team gets a little tired, maybe throws the pass with a little less zip on it, he's right there, and he just cranks it up. Seems like his great conditioning. He gets better as the game goes along.
At the Rock Island-Moline game, Rocky has opened up an 11-point lead now. Still 4:15 to go in the third quarter, so quite a ways to go there. Moline certainly capable of, maybe not coming back, but stiffening up the defense to hold Rock Island down, and that's how they're going to get back into that game if they're going to, down 42-31.
I thought maybe the snow thing might have helped Moline because they got a night's rest instead of having to play back-to-back.
That's right.
So far it hasn't proven that way.
Here, Galesburg leads Canton 49-32. If things continue this way, Galesburg and Rock Island would be the only two Western Big Six teams still standing.
And you brought up a good point, though. Quincy's not the same Quincy team that we saw earlier in the season. They were a good basketball team, but you lose your best athlete, second leading scorer, and then your best big man. It's pretty tough to come back from that.
Yep, and especially late in the season. Canton loses their leading scorer about midpoint of the season. They've got the rest of the season to kind of figure it out and recover. As Ketchum gets down low, barks something to Grant Gibson, who he shot it in over. But Quincy, that's a tough time to be losing your guys. Basket at the other end by Tyson Parks. And the Silver Streaks lead 51-34. On the right side, stepping just outside the free throw line, shot rolls off and the rebound by Parks. Goforth couldn't knock it down. Joe Williams brings it into the front court. On the left side, Trevon Diggins. Now gets it to Williams, batted away into the backcourt. There's contact there. Stepping into a two-pointer just inside the arc from the right side. Gibson misses. Leading the break to the other end. Here comes Canton stepping inside and a hold called on the Silver Streaks. Foul called on Marcus Ross, his third. Fourth team foul on the Silver Streaks. 41 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Galesburg leading 51-34. From the right of the basket, Cade Foss on the inbound to Ketchum. Little running one-handed hook in the lane, missed it. And then Tyson Parks with a rebound, a reach-in foul called on Alex Whitehurst. Will be foul number two on him.
Foul number four, Alex Whitehurst is first. Team two.
But a rebound by Parks puts it off the back of the rim. That won't go. And Kate Dawson comes down with a rebound. Tough break for two Silver Streaks there as Meeker had the three that was halfway down. And on a rebound, Tyson Parks couldn't get the foul. Down low, turnaround jumper with 7 seconds to go off the rim. Rebound knocked out of Chenoweth's hands and out of bounds. And Canton will hang on to it here. Tough shot by Jake Ketchum on the turnaround jumper. 4.7 seconds to go. This left in the road basket, Marcus Ross sits down, replaced by Logan Davis. On the inbound left, with 2 seconds to go. Goforth trying to back his way in. Fade away at the buzzer. 51-34, Galesburg at the end of three. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball.
In today's up-and-down investment world, there is one sure thing. When you invest your money at F&M Bank, it's a wise investment. Your principal will earn a rate of interest you deserve, and our staff of experts will provide sound financial advice. So come to F&M Bank. You'll notice a difference.
Your community, your money, your hometown bank. F&M Bank. F&M Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
WGIL, proud to be a part of Galesburg.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for WGIL. The Western Illinois Builders Association sponsors the Little Miss and Little Mister Home Builder Contest at their annual home show at Sandburg Mall on March 2nd and 3rd. The contest is open to all kids age 5 to 9. Get more information on prizes at WGIL.com's online calendar.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL.
Nick, are you getting anything through the morning?
Local news and conversations with local newsmakers. The WGIL Evening News with Bob O'Connor, weeknights at 5 on Galesburg Radio 14.
Canton with the ball to begin the fourth quarter. Here's a right side three on the way. That's off the back of the rim, and the rebound fought for by Joe Williams. And Ethan Meeker comes back to help out and saves it on the rebound into the front court. Up court pass to Grant Gibson. Takes the three, recovers, shoots, and it rims in and out. Parks tries to save the rebound on the baseline, and it's out of bounds. Back to the Little Giant. Galesburg on top, 51-34, just underway here in the fourth quarter in the 3A regional opener. 7:28 to go. The winner to face UNC Notre Dame coming up on Friday night, two nights away. Goforth on the dribble into the front court. Working his way to the right. Diggins guarding him defensively there. On the outside to Cade Fawcett. Dribbling left. Williams picking him up defensively. Dribbles to the top of the circle behind the back with the dribble.
Thank you. 4. 50 to go in the game. Inbound Williams down the backcourt. Gibson with it now between the circles. Goes off, comes out, bumps it. Gibson hangs on to it. Gets a pass down low. Good pass out to Meeker. Boom!
Hey, Nick, it's Jim. Are you getting me through the headphones now without any interference? Well, I'm sorry. You got to talk loud. I can't hear you. Oh. Okay, so are you getting Brad at all, or we're not on the air at all? So we shouldn't really even mess with broadcasting it then, right? Okay. Thanks, Nick. Bye.
We're off the transmitter. It's the transmitter. So we're not on.
Nope. Well, I heard the commercial break.
Yeah.
He said he'd call us when we were back on. All
right.
Well, it makes me feel better because I thought, what could have gone wrong?
I know.
And I wish you would have just...
Right.
We've missed stats now.
Yes.
Meeker hit a three. Chenoweth hit a basket. So that's it. Meeker hit a three. Chenoweth hit a basket. We don't know what else. Those are the only points, though. Yeesh. Oh, come on. Did you talk to Nick or did you talk to Rick?
Nick. Nick had talked to Rick and Rick was going out to the treadmill. But, yeah, as soon as I turned the transmitter off and we still were having, I thought, well, this can't be us. So.
Game ball in 30 seconds.
Well,
our stats are shot.
Better now than a two-point game Friday night, I guess.
True.
That's a first. We really have that out here. I don't know if that happened.
.452 to go here in the fourth quarter. 54-36 Galesburg by 18. Those of you listening online, thanks for sticking with us as we've apparently lost transmitter here. And we have no on-air power at the moment. Here's a drive at the other end by Joe Williams, and he gets fouled after a Canton turnover. Their 10th. So it's been all Silver Streaks here tonight after a slow start. They took an 18-16 lead at the end of the first quarter and have dominated really the rest of the way as Williams misses a free throw. That's only the fifth free throw of the night for the Silver Streaks. Canton has shot only, 10 free throws tonight. So it's been that kind of a night. The first game went very quickly when Quincy Notre Dame blew out Alleman by 43. Here at Scalesburg by 19, 55-36. Well, Jim, the Silver Streaks will probably have to play at least this well if Quincy Notre Dame plays as well Friday night as they did tonight against Alleman. Here's a missed jumper. Maybe Marcus Ross got catch him on the arm as he came up missing everything, and now saving it on the baseline. Ryan Carl comes up with a rebound, and then a push foul called on Devontae Berry, knocking him out of bounds. That's just the first of the game on Berry.
Now, I don't think what we've brought tonight will cut it Friday night. Second quarter is really the only difference in this ball game for the most part. We just buried him in that second quarter with the energy, but Quincy Notre Dame was very impressive in their opening destruction of Alleman, 70-27. And if we come out and turn it over eight times in the first quarter against QND, we may be calling it a season. So I don't expect that to happen. I think we're a little rusty tonight. And, I think there's some natural tendency as Ryan Carl hits first free throw to maybe not be as intense as you would for a conference game, or certainly they will be Friday night for the regional championship. And I think once they realized Canton came here to play, we saw a different Silver Streaks team after that.
Grant Gibson rebounds the second miss by Ryan Carl. Gets blocked on the way up, but it came right back to him on the rebound. And then he's fouled going back up for the follow. Seventh team foul on Canton. I was talking with the coaching staff before the game, and they said, you know, they were pretty concerned that, you know, looking at Canton's record, the fact that we're playing at home here tonight, that the team might come in and just sort of casually think, well, you know, we'll bring it on Friday night. And they were very concerned that if they came in lackadaisical at all against Canton, that the season might end tonight. And that's certainly kind of the way things started here tonight. Gibson misses the first, makes the second. I certainly can't help but think that they'll be ready to go Friday night right from the get-go.
Yeah, well, that's been their history in the big games this year. As you said, Coach Reynolds always has them ready to go. He'll have it well scouted. And while QND looked like a juggernaut tonight, you know, we've played some pretty good teams this season, having played all the Western Big Six teams, including Rock Island twice, nearly beat them twice, and the teams from the King Tournament, Turkey Tournament, Metamora. We've seen some good ones, so I don't think this team will back down at all.
57-36. Raiders just lit it up from the outside earlier. They had 7 3-pointers before the first half was even over. And they just couldn't miss. So the Streaks will know that they'll have to defend very well on the outside as well as on the inside with a big man there. We'll talk more about that one as we get to Friday night with 3:20 to go here in the game, and the Silver Streaks leading by 21. They're playing terrific defense. Canton is just running around, dribbling the ball, passing, trying to find an opening. They do finally find one. Coming in from the left side, Tyler Pasley somehow gets it up and in over Ryan Carl.
Yeah, that was the longest possession for a team down by 20 points I've ever seen in my life.
Well, they're this close to seeing their season end. They just wanted to play with the ball for a while, I guess.
I guess.
Here's a backdoor cut. Good defense by Canton, knocking it away from Gibson. He falls down trying to save it. And it's kicked, apparently, by Canton on the scramble for it in the lane. Ethan Meeker back into the game. Trevon Diggins sits down. Another good team effort by the Silver Streaks here tonight. Joe Williams has found his way into double figures with Gibson and Meeker. Good contributions from Tyson Parks off the bench with 7 rebounds and 8 points. Marcus Ross has brought in energy. Gibson pulls up, dishes it right side. Corner three by Williams. That one's rims in and out. And the rebound on the floor, fought for. Canton comes up with it. Now Gibson comes in from the backside and fouls him on the floor as Devontae Berry had locked up the ball. And that'll be foul number two in the game on Grant Gibson. 5 team fouls on the Streaks. 2:31 to go in the game.
Love to see a great big Galesburg turnout for that Friday night game and fans, because like we said, Quincy Notre Dame's going to be fairly limited with their girls playing in the state tournament Redbird Arena. Maybe they'll have some swing over here as well, but be a chance for the Silver Streaks fans to maybe make a big difference in that game Friday night.
One of the QND assistant coach's daughters also plays on that team, so wonder where he'll be. If he'll be here or if
probably be
Scott
here.
Douglas will let him make the trip over to Bloomington.
He'll be watching everything on Twitter.
Jumper just inside the top of the circle by Bradley Hensler. His first basket of the game.
Well, and the way it looks, they're so good. I think it's just almost a foregone conclusion. I mean, they're just destroying everybody right now.
Here's a running jumper by Gibson. Comes up short. How about the weak side rebound by Ryan Carl? And then he scoops it up on the reverse side. Galesburg back on top by 19. Here's a quick three at the other end, and that one's good by Tyler Pasley, who has 7 points in the game. And Canton calls timeout with a minute 35 to go in the game, and the Silver Streaks leading by 16. Allows for some substitutions. Logan Davis into the game for the Silver Streaks. He got in very briefly at the end of the first half. Bryce Reed comes in for Galesburg, so Coach Mike Reynolds will rest the guys who have played the brunt of the game for the final 95 seconds. In preparation for Friday night's regional title, Mike Reynolds still looking for his first regional championship in his 5 years here. And the Silver Streaks will be playing for their first regional title since 2001.
A lot of intensity in the gym on Friday nights. You can bet on that. QND coming in playing this was their home gym. They're going to run up here with a whole lot of confidence.
And they've struggled on the road this year.
Yeah. Yeah, they lost five straight road games at one point. Now, granted, I think a few of those, you had Manuel in there and some
Peoria, Notre Dame.
Yeah. But
which won the Mid-State, however many teams are left in that conference now. Mm-hmm. Just four, I guess, even though it's still the Mid-State six. But the Big Ten is still the Big Ten. And the Big 12 is still the Big 12. So I guess it's okay. The Mid-State six can still be the Mid-State six.
Still football season.
That's right. Streaks break the press on the inbound. Joe Williams, Ethan Meeker still, Williams still in the game. Denzel Jones is on the floor. Otherwise, three substitutions for the Silver Streaks. Davis gets it out. Here's a right side three by Lepus. A little bit too long. Weak side rebound fought for by Jones. Passed his man up and in. Streaks wanted that basket by Tommy Lepus. Well, the fans really did anyway, the student section. 18-point lead. The senior foreign exchange student. Here's a left side pull-up jumper, and Austin Chapman, the sophomore, gets it down from the side. It's 61-45.
Get the feeling you won't see much of Lepus and Davis and company on Friday night. I hope we do on the high side, but you got to figure that's going to be a real tight ball game Friday night.
Here's Bryce Reed with it on the outside. He gives it back to Lepus. He'll fire another three. That one's off the back of the rim. And the weak side rebound and a groan from the student section. Oh, Austin Chapman with a rebound. Into the front court, stepping into it from the right side. Chapman comes up short.
There we go.
Rebound Lepus on a run out at the other end. There's the student section cheer on the basket by the foreign exchange senior Tommy Lepus.
Did it perfectly. Three dribbles, got it over to his left hand.
Hasn't scored since the North Scott games. That's his first points this year. 63-45. Galesburg by 18 with 10 seconds to go in the game. And in Canton season. Here's a long three on the outside. That one's short off the front of the rim. Joe Williams with the rebound. Sneaks a look at the clock. Gets it on the outlet to Logan Davis. And the Streaks advance. Their 19th win of the season. They have won six of their last seven now. And Canton season ends 11-15. Regional championship coming up Friday night against the Raiders of Quincy and Notre Dame. And our postgame show will come up next on WGIL and WGIL.com. Gibson got in double figures with 8, 11, 12. I had that right? 6? Yep, 12 points for Grant Gibson. And Joe Williams, the only other Silver Streak who got into double figures tonight with 10. 63-45 the final. Galesburg advances to play Quincy Notre Dame, which defeated Alleman 70-27. We'll have all the action coming up at the regular time Friday night at 7:10 for our pregame. We're going to check here some scores, see if we can tell you what's happening in the Rocky Moline game. At last word, the Rocks were up by 11. And, sorry, Jim.
And while you're checking that, I've been told from the studio that we are back on the air again. Our transmitter went down about halfway through the third quarter, And we are told that we are up and running again now. We have kept, for the most part, the stream going on WGIL.com. But the actual over-the-air broadcast on WGIL has been interrupted with a transmitter issue for a while, so we apologize for that, but it sounds like we're back on here for the postgame.
And Coach Mike Reynolds is joining us now, so we'll remind you that our postgame interview, as always, brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. End of the third quarter in the Quad Cities. Rocky leads Moline in the 4A regional there, 52-37, but the important one is right here at John Thiel Gym, where the Silver Streaks took their first lead of the game at the end of the first quarter, 18-16, and never relinquished the lead the rest of the way, winning here by 18. Coach Mike Reynolds joins us now with Jim Lee.
Okay, well, Coach, you know, you came out a little sluggish in this one. I think that's really the third straight game in a row that we've not come firing out of the locker room, but we don't really lose our confidence at all. It seems like the guys just takes a little while to get warmed up, and when they do, look out.
Well, we're fighters, you know, and we've got some bursts off the bench from athletic guys, so we've kept the starting lineup like that because I think we get a steady start. You know, they got you know, some loose balls and hit a couple shots, which hopefully won't continue. But I'm just proud of our guys. I think we showed a lot of toughness. We showed a lot of aggressiveness. And, you know, I mean, if we can continue to do that, we got a shot. You know, we put ourselves in position to play in March and play in an important game. And we're going to treat it just like we do every Friday night. We're going to come out here and we're going to fight like crazy and try to find a way to win.
Well, Canton came out, gave you their best shot early. They were a very scrappy team. They weren't backing down at all. But like you said, when you brought in that the speed and athleticism off the bench, especially of Tyson Parks and Joe Williams, those two especially we thought were terrific there in that second quarter.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what we outscored them in the second quarter, but it was by a big margin. I know we went, you know, from up two to up, you know, what, up 16 or something at half, so a 14-point swing, which is pretty big in 8 minutes. And I just think our guys were aggressive. You know, I think we say it on Friday nights, the aggressive team usually wins. I thought we took their best shot for, you know, for the first 5-6 minutes and called a timeout and kind of got on some guys because, you know, we were throwing the ball all over the place. You know, I think we were a little nervous, a little scared, and just like I told them, if you're scared, you're going to end up going home. You know, so you might as well come out and leave it all out here. I would rather see us throw the ball off the wall, making an aggressive play, than backing up in a trap and making a scared one. So we did that from that point on, and I couldn't be happier. I couldn't be happier. It's nice for young teams sometimes to get that first monkey off your back, get a win and in the regional, and we're playing for something Friday night. It'd be nice to see this place rocking, and I think, you know, we kind of got it going there a little bit, but you know, we want to treat this like a Western Big Six game. We want to have as many people here as we can and try to really make it a home court advantage.
Yeah, that'd be a great opportunity. You probably would need it no more time than you will in that one because from what we saw in the early game, a Quincy broadcaster said the QND may have played their best game of the season out here, but they looked very comfortable on our court, and your job, I guess, is to not let them feel that comfortable on Friday.
We've been able to do that to a lot of good teams this year. You know, I look back to Rock Island and Quincy and you know, Moline up on their floor. I think we've been able to make teams be uncomfortable. And, you know, I think when we do that, I think we made Maine South uncomfortable. You know, they turned it over here almost 20 times, and they're one of the best teams in the state. And I don't know that we're going to turn Quincy Notre Dame over 20 times, but I can tell you one thing. We're going to guard like crazy. We're going to fight like crazy for 32 minutes. If it takes 36, 40, I think we got it in us. I think we got enough pieces and enough athletes out there to try to find a way to get a win.
Really, you know, tonight and then in that game as well, the depth that this team has, and, you know, you've got guys now, sophomores playing like juniors, if not seniors, and Maker looks like an upperclassman this year of experience. He's really become very confident in a lot of facets of his game.
Yeah, you know, the one thing I think he doesn't get credit for is defensively, he's been pretty good. You know, he's a good on-ball defender. You know, early in the year, he was getting blown by a little bit, a little tentative, but boy, he's taking two, denying the ball and being aggressive, and I'm proud of the kid. You know, for to come in here at 15 years old, and we put a lot of expectations. We're expecting him to play well, you know, just like we expect Joe and Grant to play well. And they're young guys, but, you know, sometimes that plays to our advantage. They don't quite understand how big the situation is. If you look back to the beginning of the game, it wasn't our young kids turning the ball over. It was, you know, our seniors turning over because I think they know, well, gosh, if we lose, we're done. I don't even think some of the young guys even grasp that concept yet.
Well, finally, just size up QND. We talked about they shot the ball well. They've got some size in there. You got to defend them all over the court. Tell us your initial thoughts before you really get down to looking at them.
Well, we've been looking at them for a long time here, but We've seen him six times. You know, we know that that fits. 33 is a really, really good player. We have to guard him. You know, he's averaging 16, 17 a game. And then after that, you know, they got the big kid, and they've got capable players all around. They're going to run seniors out there. And, you know, seniors don't like to lose on Friday night in a regional tournament. And, you know, they've lost some games, you know, but they can't be scared of Galesburg. We've lost 13. You know, we've lost some games too. But we bounced back, and for a month we've been playing as well as any team we've had here. So we need to try to keep that going. If we can get our A game for 32 minutes, you know, I like our chances against anybody.
We look forward to it. Should be a great Friday night. Good luck.
All right, thanks a lot.
Our thanks, as always, to Mike Reynolds for joining us here in the post game. Win or lose, tonight it's a win, and the Streaks play again. 63-45 in the 3A regional, the victory over the Canton Little Giants. We'll come back with our post game statistics and our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game as the Silver Streaks win for the 19th time, defeating Canton, which ends the season 11-15. You're listening to Silver Streaks post game coverage on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Chuck Ross with Mel Foster Company, making it happen. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by office specialists in Galesburg and Kewaunee, where your office is their business.
Oh, just a little further. Oh. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
One.
Another what?
Every customer that's walked through those doors this morning has left smiling, even laughing.
I am good. Michelle, XYZ.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Life is busy and quality times come in fleeting moments, only to be interrupted by basketball games, dance lessons, errands, and deadlines. Cratty Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, has a genuine desire to find the right insurance coverages for your family. I'm Mark Cratty. I'll take time to find affordable home and auto insurance plans for you from Rockford Mutual Insurance. For a quote, call us or stop by our office on Henderson Street in Galesburg today.
Live coverage of GHS basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by office specialists in Galesburg and Kewaunee, where your office is their business, and by Chuck Ross of Mel Foster Company, making it happen.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandberg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandberg Mall.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program, so the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster. Your hands grip tighter. Your heart beats harder. And time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove's has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove's Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Good game for the Silver Streaks here tonight to advance. They are off to the regional championship. Going for their first under head coach Mike Reynolds. Let's take a look at our post-game statistics. Brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Let's take a look at the individual numbers. Canton put only one player in double figures. That was Jake Ketchum, one of the four senior starters who finished with 10. Jake Chenoweth, another senior, with 9. Kate Fawcett with 7. Mason Goforth with 6. So the four seniors led them offensively. Tyler Pasley, a sophomore off the bench, also finished with 7. Alex Whitehurst, the other starter, had 2. So all but 11 of their points came from the starters. Ethan Williamson and Bradley Hensler got a couple of late baskets. for the Little Giants. They each had two. Devontae Berry and Quinn Murphy did not score for Canton. For the Silver Streaks, three players in double figures. Just another good, balanced offensive night. So many times we saw early in the season, it was all Grant Gibson. He would score, 75, 80% of the points.
Mm-hmm.
He would have huge offensive nights, and the Silver Streaks might barely squeak by with a victory. Now here we are. We've talked about how well the Streaks have played late in the season on this little run here where they've won, six of their last seven now. And here's the balance again. Ethan Meeker with 15, Grant Gibson 12, Joe Williams with 10. Then you got Tyson Parks off the bench with 8. And you start talking about 5 from Marcus Ross, 4 from Trevon Diggins and Denzel Jones, 3 from Ryan Carr. Those aren't big numbers, but you start getting 2, 3, 4 baskets apiece from everybody, and you don't need 45 points from Grant Gibson. And here the Streaks end up winning by 18, and they don't have a kid score over 15. That's what you like to see.
Yeah, well, you get much more difficult to defend, difficult to scout. And, the balance of this team has been really strong. And, I've had several, Canton and Quincy broadcasters both asked beforehand tonight. They said, well, tell us a little bit about Galesburg. I said, Gibson's going to get his. I mean, he's probably going to get 15, 20 points most every night. I said, the key is, what's going to happen, especially from the perimeter, because we're going to get a few points in the post, not a whole lot, and a lot of it depends on what Ethan Meeker and Joe Williams honestly do, because they're the other two guys that can have a big game on you.
Yep.
And both of them, they didn't have big games, but they hit shots, and Williams hit big shots early in this one that really loosened up the defense. So, to me, those are the two. I mean, because Grant's a rock. I mean, sometimes I think I've gotten so accustomed to Grant doing what he does that I take it for granted, and then I start talking more about Joe and Ethan because of their shooting prowess. But really, with that foundation of what Grant does, then it frees us up to say, okay, now if these two guys, three guys contribute here, and then you get a couple from Trevon, a couple from Denzel, and on down the line. We saw Ryan Carl have a big game up at Alleman Friday night.
Oh, yeah, he was huge that night. Yeah,
without him, I don't know if we come out of that game a winner or not. He was, offensively and defensively terrific. Tonight he wasn't able to get into the flow as much, but, other people stepped up, and that's, like you said, a testament to the balance. And it's a blessing to Coach Reynolds to have that depth, because if the starters just don't have it, which for a few minutes tonight we didn't,
right,
he's able to bring in that energy off the bench that does, and all of a sudden we're back in it.
Trying to do the math in my head, which is a dangerous thing. But we talk about Grant Gibson, and here, you say Grant's going to get his points.
Yeah.
And typically that's the case. He comes in averaging just under 21 for the season. And in 31 games, he's shot just under 490 times. So that's, 17, 18 shots a game? Tonight he shot it 12 times.
Mm-hmm. And he had other opportunities, but he was distributing.
And that's what I was going to say. Now we've reached a point in the season where not only are his numbers offensively down a little bit, but just his shot attempts are down, but I've got to believe his assists are up.
Oh, no question. No question.
And that's just changed the outlook and the difficulty of defending this team as well here late in the season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so tonight a bit of a workmanlike effort at times. In fact, I would say certainly the first and fourth quarters and part of the third as well, but the second quarter, that was a lot of fun as the Streaks really got it out. And I think Mike Reynolds has I guess as he should, being coaching this team now for this long, he knows these guys and he knows what to say. And I thought what he told us there about what he told them during a timeout there early in the ball game. Hey, look, loosen up. He wasn't screaming at anybody. I think he realizes when it's time to unload on somebody and when it's time to say, hey guys, we're on our home court. Just have some fun with it and loosen up. And that seemed to be the trick tonight, because they did look almost like a practice session in the second quarter. They were so loose getting up and down the court.
Well, and it was the same thing in Alleman Friday night. Galesburg didn't score until, a minute 10 to go
in
the first quarter. And he walked the sidelines. He wasn't yelling at his kids. Now, granted, Alleman wasn't getting anything done offensively. So what was it, 5-0, I think. It wasn't like the Streaks were getting run out of the gym,
right.
So he could afford to be a little more patient with it. But again, it was let him play, let him work through this, and and so there's no question that the guy knows how to deal with this team. And 32 games into the season, you would certainly hope that would be the case. Rock Island does beat Moline, not as close as we thought it might be.
as the Rocks win at 72-55 up at the Panther Den in East Moline. So Quincy lost, Alleman lost tonight, and Moline has lost. That leaves only the Rocks in 4A and the Silver Streaks in 3A alive out of the Western Big Six. Remember last year, no Western Big Six team won a regional, so it's up to the Rocks and the Streaks to turn that around coming up on Friday night. Galesburg will have to do it against a good Quincy Notre Dame team. Our final order of business here, Jim, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And really, all things being said, it's a pretty easy choice tonight.
Yeah, you know, we've talked a number of times about the guys off the bench quickly that came to the rescue. And the two that really jumped to mind, Joe Williams and Tyson Parks.
Yeah.
And really, I think you couldn't go wrong with either one of those guys. Williams, from a ball-handling standpoint, certainly the shooting standpoint, hitting the three-pointers.
And his defense,
that's right. And Tyson Parks was, in a game like this, I mean, you know, Canton, well, what are we going to do with this guy? Because he was just so athletic in there, and he plays with so much energy. So that combination was a real wrecking crew against Canton, especially in that second quarter.
If Canton has any stats on Tyson, the way he played tonight, I can't help but believe that they got to be looking at the season numbers going, how does this guy not score more than 3 points a game and a couple of rebounds? Because he had a career-high 8 tonight, but 7 rebounds, and the was just a monster. But despite that, Jim,
we're going to share. We're sharing tonight. Tyson and Joe.
Oh, we had a mid-season, we had a mid-call switch here.
Yes, yes. We're going to go with Joe Williams and Tyson Parks. You talk me into it.
Okay. Joe had the two big three-pointers late in the first quarter. The first one tied the game for the first time at 13. Canton went down, hit a three-pointer by Cade Fawcett, and back comes Joe the other direction, and he nails back-to-back threes. So he created the first tie, the second tie, and then the Silver Streaks took the lead at the end of the first quarter, 18-16, and led the whole rest of the way, winning at 63-45. Galesburg down 19-13, takes on a Quincy Notre Dame team that looked fabulous here tonight in routing Rock Island Alleman 70-27. Jim, we'll see you Friday night. Looking
Cannot
forward
wait.
To the regional final.
That'll be a great one. If we'd love to have you listen to us, but if you can come out here in person and support this team, that would actually be even better because it'll be a great game and they can use every set of hands they can cheering in here Friday night.
Love to hear this play so loud that we won't be able to hear each other.
That'd be fantastic. And hopefully the transmitter will stay on as we had a little problem with that tonight. I think we'll be okay. We look forward to talking to you then.
Our broadcast, 7:10, Friday night on WGIL. Our thanks to Nick Simpson at the downtown studios. For Nick, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Benowitz. Good night from John Thiel Gymnasium.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.